This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. More states are moving to restrict the rights of transgender youth, namely their access to transition-related health care, including puberty blockers and hormone therapy. 18 states have now enacted laws or policies banning gender-affirming care for minors, though courts have blocked some of them. But with more states considering these bans, that means more families who support their kids' gender identities are faced with a difficult and expensive decision: stay and fight back, or uproot their lives and move to a more welcoming state. A year ago, Marketplace's Amy Scott spoke with several families in Texas who are weighing that choice. And recently, she caught up with two of them to see how they're doing now.
When I first talked to Karen in Austin last March, Texas Governor Greg Abbott had ordered the state's child welfare agency to investigate parents for abuse if they help trans kids access gender-affirming medical care. Karen and her husband, both lifelong Texans, have a transgender daughter who was still too young for medical interventions, but they wanted her to have that choice and were terrified they could be separated from both of their kids.
I just said, I don't want to go into some small room for my supervised visit with my children where I explain, we could have left, but we were too late.
So last June, the family packed up their house, put it on the market, and drove 2,000 miles to Portland, Oregon. They happened to arrive during the city's Pride Festival.
We drove through this sea of rainbows. It was unbelievable. I mean, what a welcome.
It feels great here.
That's Karen's daughter. We're calling her O to protect her privacy.
I mean, it was hard to leave my friends because I liked them so much, but I knew that it would be a much better place here in Oregon and much safer for me.
O is 11 now and in fifth grade. She has long brown hair and a sweet smile, and she seems to be settling right into her new home.
I like the scenery a lot, like the nature. It's like very green and all the trees are like massive and it's really cool. Yeah.
She plays Ultimate Frisbee and loves to draw and is really into the Japanese manga series Demon Slayer. She even learned to play the theme music on cello, which she was happy to demonstrate on Zoom. Karen and her husband were lucky they could both keep their jobs and work remotely, but moving hasn't solved the larger issue: the onslaught of legislation targeting trans kids' rights to play sports, to use the bathroom, to choose their pronouns at school shows no sign of slowing down.
I do feel safer, you know, with that R in parentheses, but I don't feel safe. And I worry about what I've seen in Texas, and I worry that people don't think it can happen here.
She also feels a lot of guilt for leaving behind those who are still fighting for trans rights in Texas. One of them is Ed in San Antonio.
We're still here. We haven't moved.
Ed also has deep roots in Texas. He and his wife both own businesses that employ a lot of people. They share custody of Ed's transgender daughter, Charlie, with Ed's ex-wife. So moving would be challenging. Plus, Charlie loves her school. She's 11 and has started puberty blockers. When we talked, the governor's child abuse order was tied up in the courts, but the Texas Senate had just passed a bill banning such care for all minors in the state, and the House was weighing a companion bill.
Like a lot of the parents, I mean, we're all pretty scared, you know, because if they make her care against the law, like, I mean, what choice do we have but like to move, you know? And I don't really want to move, you know? Like, it'd be really difficult.
Proponents of these bans say they're trying to protect children from interventions they might later regret. Recent studies have found that those regrets are rare, and numerous studies have shown that transgender and non-binary youth who receive gender-affirming care and family support have lower rates of depression, substance abuse, and suicide risk. Major medical groups, including the American Academy of Pediatrics, support the use of puberty blockers and hormones hormone therapy for trans youth when developmentally appropriate. When Charlie first told her parents she was a girl at age 4, Ed says,
I didn't know anything about it. And we hired professionals. We watched as her life became more joyful, the more support she got. And so, you know, there's kind of no going back at this point.
And he worries about transgender youth who don't have family support. If everyone else leaves, he says, who would fight for them? I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.